الحمد لله الله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله اشترى من المؤمنين أنفسهم وأموالهم بأن لهم الجنة جنة. صدق الله المولانا العظمان العظيم. Before we start, just a reminder, refresher for all of us, that we should read every day Durood Sharif, and on the day of Jumu'ah, we should try and increase our Durood Sharif. Whatever we are reading, we should try and read as much as possible Salawat on the day of Jumu'ah. And then Sunnahs we should try and bring into our lives, and a Sunnah that is for this time, that will be starting now, the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, one great Sunnah which is generally not practiced upon. And if we practice upon it, we will get the rewards of 100 shaheeds. And that is from those who intend to do Qurbani, from the first, which is most probably Monday, until the 9th is finished, that is till Eid day. We should not remove any hair from our body. We should not cut our nails. In other words, Allah has been so kind that though we are spread out in the whole world, that He gave us a resemblance of the Haji who is in Ihram. During these days now, they start going into Ihram all, and then during these days in Ihram, we are not allowed to cut our nails, pare our nails. We are not allowed to remove any hair from the body. So we should try and observe that sunnah also, and we will get great, great rewards for that. The ayat-e-kareema, which I have recited, Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah has bought over from the mu'mineen, from the believers. أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ. Their lives also He has bought over, and their wealth also He has bought over. So it doesn't belong to them anymore. When something is sold, it's given to the buyer. Now it's sold to him, so Allah is in charge of it. And in return, Allah says, what is the price that Allah has paid? بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ, that they will get Jannah. A great point which our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has taught us from the tafsir of Ruhul Ma'ani Allama Alusi Rahmatullah Alayhi, that Allah has bought from us both things which are full of fault. Our nafs, the starting point, and for the vast majority of us, our nafs is still ammara bisu, that is commanding us to do evil all the time. And not amara bisu, but mubalagha, ammara. A lot is commands us, do this wrong, do that wrong, do that wrong. So our nafs is ammara bisu. Very few of us have even thought that I must work on my nafs, and then it becomes nafse lawwama. That is, you will still do wrong, but at least now you are conscious, you feel guilty, you feel bad. Why am I doing this wrong? When it is nafse ammara, we are doing wrong and we are happy. We are not worried also what the consequences are also. And when a person still makes effort on nafse lawwama, then it becomes nafse mutmainna. And that is that wonderful ruh, that it will be said to that ruh, Udkhuli fi ibadi, wadkhuli jannati. What great, great basharat. So Allah has bought from us things which are full of fault. Our nafs also, and our wealth, money also. Especially in these and all times. Today even more. Money is so contaminated with interest being in every department of life. With haram, big ingredients which they are using. Many other things which are haram has come so much into the e-numbers. We don't take note, we don't worry. But how many e-numbers are all wrong things? But our wealth is also contaminated. Allah bought those things which are filthy and dirty. And in return, what did Allah give? بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah gave that jannat that has got no fault in it. In jannat, a person won't blow his nose also. In jannat, there is no toilet. There are no toilets also. You won't need toilets also. In jannat, our sweat won't come out with the smell that it comes out in this world. That if you don't bath, your clothes start smelling also. Your body starts smelling. dirty place, if you don't clean, Jannah is pure, pure, pure. So what a great Allah Ta'ala, how kind and merciful. He bought from us which is full of fault, which is filthy, which is dirty. And what He gave us in return? بِأَنَّ لَهُمْ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ, which is pure and which is clean. So this is our great Allah. So Allah says from the mu'mineen He has bought this, not from other people. So if a mu'min is such, he realizes that Allah has bought this off from me. And in fact, we belong to Allah. Allah has created us. Allah is the one who sustains us. Allah is the one who gives us everything. Nobody, not even we ourselves, can do anything for ourselves. Nobody can do anything. No mother, no father can make a baby, can make eyes, can make brains, can make the heart. Today, doctors work so hard. They do some small little things here and there. Allah did it, and not for one, two. How many babies are born in the world? Allah, we belong fully to Allah. But then to emphasize it again, that was all human beings. We belong to Allah Ta'ala. But Allah, so to say, has made this transaction with the mu'mineen, those people who have now sold themselves. They've sold them to Allah. And what did they pay? What did they give to Allah? This filth and dirt that we have got. Our bodies are filthy, dirty. Our wealth is so contaminated. And Allah gave in return that Jannah. So this is what is required from us. That we now realize that everything we do, we have to sacrifice for Allah. We belong like a person buys a slave. Now the slave can't do anything for himself. He can't sleep when he wants to. He can't eat when he wants to. He can't eat what he wants to. He belongs to his master. So just so like that now, our life is filled with qurbani. A mu'min, a true mu'min, his life is filled with qurbani. He belongs to Allah. He will sacrifice all his desires. He will sacrifice all whatever he wants to his pleasures. He will sacrifice them. Then Allah sends unlimited durood and salat on our honorable Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, the greatest of mankind. And who is the greatest of mankind? Who sacrificed every moment of his life for Allah Ta'ala. In the night, ya ayyuhal muzammil qumil layl. In the day, ya ayyuhal muddathir qum fa'andhir. All the time. The Nabi alayhi salatu was salam used to get so much of wealth. He lived a life of poverty, but it was ikhtiyari, his choice. He used to feed other people. He gives other people while he himself made qurbani. Everything, his whole life, clothes. He had sometimes a nice shawl over him. Somebody came and said, I like the shawl, give it to me. Took it off, gave it to him. How Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, whole life was of qurbani. So what does qurbani, if we sacrifice for Allah, by qurbani, Allah makes life to a person to live. And the real life is on qurbani. And when a person doesn't make qurbani, it's death for that person. A community who makes qurbani, life for those people. A community or nation who doesn't make qurbani, that people die. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what great qurbani Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made. And he prepared the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum on qurbani. The whole life was qurbani. When we read about the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, what sacrifices. In the battle of Uhud, when the Muslims suffered a temporary loss, an outward loss, then only those people were allowed to go back and pursue the enemy who had some wounds or some difficulties in their life. What a qurbani. You're hardly back from the one battle and you are suffering for you. God saws you. We just a small sneeze. Now I'm asleep. I got a cold. I'm very sick. But they, with all their bruises and cuts and broken bones, they went again. A person who couldn't walk, they would help him to walk. A person whose leg he couldn't manage. What qurbanis, what qurbanis. So what that qurbani, Allah brought deen alive, Islam alive. The great lesson of qurbani that is coming is to make these qurbanis. That is what is qurbani. And then again we see further on the Sahaba Ikiram radiallahu anhu, Tabi'een. We can't imagine what qurbanis they gave for Deen and for Islam. When we read it, we feel these were farishtas, they were angels. How could a person human being make these qurbani? And what Allah gave them on their sacrifices. And then if we go on further, we see the A'imma Mujtahideen, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Malik ibn Anas rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi. What sacrifices? Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal jailed. His janazah comes out from the jail because he says he kept up deen, that Quran is not makhluk. Quran is not hadith. Quran Sharif is the kalam of Allah. And the vast majority of the people and the king and of the time, they influenced them with wrong things. But he stood firm on this. And they said that you also say that Quran is hadith, that it is something which Allah has created. He said no. For that he went to jail, and how he was tortured in jail. Finally his janazah came out from the jail. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, the king said you must be the qadi of the time. He says I'm not fit for it. The king said, you are lying. He said, you said I'm not fit. If you say I'm a liar, how can a liar be a qadi? A liar can't be a qadi, so I can't be. He should put him in jail for that. And how much he was tortured also. So what sacrifices were there till today? How many years? 1,200 years from now, the four schools of thought, the four schools of fiqh are alive in the whole world. So these were those great sacrifices. We read further on the whole history of Islam. Whoever made qurbani, Allah Ta'ala raised them and put their position very, very high. And we should read also about our buzurgani deen. What qurbanis they made. What sacrifices they made. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. What sacrifices. He was in Bangla Wali Masjid, which is the Markaz today, but that time was a small little masjid, like right out of the city of Delhi. Today it's all part of Delhi. The city has grown, etc. And the Mewatis that used to come from Mewat and come to Delhi to look for work, labor, they used to do labor jobs, and then they should get about 1 rupee in those days. Which is about, in our times, perhaps 1 cent or 10 cents, but that time things were cheap, that money was a lot of money for them, and he should then invite them to come here. And he said, they like to have the hookah also, these people. He arranged the hookah also for them. He arranged food for them, cold water, when they walk in that sun. And then he told, come here, learn Surah Fatiha. How much you will go and work the whole day and get, I will give you that. What sacrifices. And after all this khidmat, he should make 2 rakat namaz of shukr to Allah Ta'ala. 2 rakat namaz of tawbah. Ya Allah, your guests came, I couldn't look after them. You forgive me. So these sacrifices they made, whatever they had, they gave it in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotvi rahmatullah alayhi gets married. He's a poor person. He lives not of choice or not of force, but of choice. He didn't want the things of this dunya. He marries a rich woman, and then he tells her, all that wealth, give it to me. And then he gives it away. All this qurbani, continuous qurbani. We can't imagine. All, whether it is the work of Tabligh, the Darul Uloom, Jioban, also came about with Qurbani, great sacrifices of our Akabir. So in short, what it is, that Qurbani is the essence of life. If we make Qurbani, life will come into us. And if we don't make Qurbani, death comes to us. Then our name is destroyed. We don't exist in the world if we don't make Qurbani. And if we see every Muslim who is a Muslim, who is this mu'min? He makes, everyone on his level makes his qurbani. Every mu'min will make 5 times namaz, his qurbani. To take out time today, when a person is so busy in his shop, he's so busy in his other things, or fajr time, you are in your deep sleep, and you're enjoying your sleep, you get up, cold weather, cold water, you make all qurbani all the time. Roza is qurbani. Who doesn't like to eat? who there? He's a married man. He's got a beautiful wife. He's just married. And now he's got his wife. But he makes qurbani whole day. So deen is full of qurbani. Hajj is qurbani. Zakat is qurbani. Everyone likes his money. Doesn't want to part with his money. But now, and Allah's fadl, that Allah made zakat farah. So a lot of Muslims, those who are coming that ayat, that inna Allah ashtara minal mu'mineen, these people will realize that I've sold myself to Allah Ta'ala, so I have to give my zakat. And he takes out his zakat and he gives it, but it is qurbani. Money is dear to every person. He makes his qurbani. Qurbani itself is a big qurbani. For zakat, the whole year the money must stay with a person. Then he will, zakat becomes compulsory on that person. If a person gets money enough that he can make qurbani during the days of qurbani, and it is more than his necessities, he has to make qurbani. He has to spend that 2,000, 2,500 rand and make his qurbani. So qurbani is also qurbani. It is a sacrifice. Hajj is a big qurbani. Where your body also qurbani. You are now in Makkah Sharif, and today it isn't so comfortable also. Never was it also. Today is plush hotels, etc. But the crowd, the amount of people, what reservation you have problem. But this one, now they're moving you to Azizia. Now you have to come here from Azizia to come to Haram. Is all big qurbani. Then you hardly settle there, you have to go to Mina. Big qurbani. And from Mina, you go away to Arafat. From Arafat, you spend the day or half a day, three quarter day. You spend the night in Muzdalifah. What a qurbani in Muzdalifah again. And you are used to, you're a rich man. What kind of a bedroom you got? What kind of a toilet? But now you are spending it in Muzdalifah. From there, going to Pal the Shaitan. That is again a big qurbani. What crowds there are at that time. And you just see people. That's all what you see. And one striking thing also, till this time you see everyone with black head. That is the hair. But after the next day, everyone's head is shaved. You see a shining head. Everyone, you just see shining heads now. No more that black head. What a system Allah Ta'ala has made. So anyway, now that is also a big qurbani when pelting shaitan. Going to make tawaf-e ziyarat, a big qurbani again. Because the crowds are so much. They've made the mataf so much bigger. No matter how much they're expanding the haram, it is going more and more. In one riwayat, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, that even if Masjid al-Nabawi has to be expanded till Zul-Hulayfa, that is where we make the ihram when going for Hajj, that whole part will be Masjid al-Nabawi. You'll have made Masjid Namaz in Masjid al-Nabawi. Perhaps Hazrat Umar, how many ayats of Quran Sharif came down on the words that came from his mouth. Perhaps that time will come when Masjid al-Nabawi will go till Zul-Hulayfa, 10 kilometers the Masjid. Water. Allah Ta'ala knows only what it will be. But anyway, so all this is qurbani, all the time. So when a person makes qurbani, Allah Ta'ala brings people to come alive, nations to come alive. And when a person doesn't make qurbani, then he falls into ease and comfort. And then laziness comes into a person. Now to go for Fajr is a problem. In summer to go for Zohar is a problem. When you are busy in your shop to go for Asr is a problem. Maghrib you are traveling home is a problem. Isha you have just eaten in your supper after whole days of hunger. Your stomach is full. You're just sitting down and you fell asleep. You don't know where Isha time went. Everything become when we don't make qurbani. So in order to have deen, we need to have qurbani. So a person falls into ease and comfort. Then he goes into luxury when he doesn't make qurbani. Now he wants luxury. Now he must have a heater for winter. Otherwise the people of qurbani, winter heater doesn't matter to them. Hot water doesn't. We are such that we can't live without these things. We have gone so much and with these things. If there isn't hot water, I don't pass for Fajr. I don't make my Fajr. There wasn't hot water. That's my excuse. Think for ourselves, by Allah Ta'ala on Qiyamah Day, will that excuse be valid? That I didn't make my Fajr on that day because there wasn't hot water. So we have fallen into this luxury. And today, millions of people are living. They don't have no air conditions, no heaters, no fans, nothing. They just live like that. And how they live in many places. Students in the madrasa, when they sleep in their rooms, they are sleeping like sardines, one next to another. Though that is not right also, it's unhealthy. But they living like that. Wherever they are, their food, they're just having like rice, boiled rice. And then just cabbage, also boiled. They just boiled. They just put that one leaf of cabbage, they are eating with that. How many places, meal is their food all the time? For all three meals. And in fact, some places they only have one meal a day. They don't have more. So those people, they shine out in the world. Any person who works and makes qurbani, that person shines out. And a person who doesn't, now from just for fulfilling our basic needs and we become little bit comfortable, is permissible. Shariat, no problem. You have hot water, you have fan, and you have all this. You don't do your housework, you have workers to do it. All permissible. But look at the mizaj of Shariat. Sayyidatuna Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyidatu Nisai Ahlil Jannah, the queen of Jannah, but her housework she's doing herself. She's got bristles on her hands. Who? Hadrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's daughter. And working and doing everything, hard work, qurmani all the time. So then from that deen flourishes. So if you have the other things, it's permissible. But that is not the visage of Sharia. That is the hudud, the limit Shariat has set. And then from our seeing to our basic needs, our little comfort, then we go into luxury. When we go into luxury, the next step after that is a person starts going into haram. And then he falls into haram. And when haram now becomes common, and many types of haram, then Allah save us all, Allah's azab comes. And then that nation gets destroyed. The people of Ad, the people of Thamud, they were also at the beginning, their people, their forefathers were righteous people, also people of Qurbani, people of sacrifice, deen was alive. But slowly discomfort comes into a person. Then his necessities, then his comfort, then luxury, and then going into guna. And when a person now doesn't make tawbah, doesn't come back, Allah says, the people of Fir'aun, the people of Thamud, the people of Shu'aib alayhi salam, what happened to all these people? Allah gives us examples over and over in the Quran Sharif, so that we can take the lessons from here. So with this qurbani coming, these are great lessons for us to take. It isn't just layyana Allah luhumuha wala dima'uha. It is not that the blood and the meat reaches Allah. Allah doesn't eat. Allah feeds the whole world. Allah doesn't have to eat. What Allah wants? Walaki yanaluhu taqwa minkum. Allah wants your taqwa. And yeah, mufassirin have written, yeah, what is taqwa? Your intention. Your intention must be that you are making qurbani solely for Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, we should take note, all of us, everyone, that today qurbani, unfortunately, like many other things, our nikahs have become entertainment, social gatherings. Qurbani has also become an entertainment. The whole qurbani is videoed now. Hey, we are making, sacrificing for Allah, we say, and we're breaking the laws of Allah. We are taking photos of the animal, which is also haram, the person who is slaughtering, which is haram, all that, and that is a common thing today. And not only that, then we are sending it to other people again. We're involving other people. A person who doesn't want to fall in this haram, he also gets it on his phone. Even if he looks at it for 2 seconds, but he has also seen haram. And we should make tawbah. If anything like that comes, a wrong thing on our phone, we didn't want it, but we just looked and we wiped it off. Maybe some filthy thing also comes on the phone. You didn't want it also, it came on your phone. Immediately delete it and make tawbah. Don't forget to make tawbah. We saw it. That effect is coming into a person. Whether we like it or not, just by seeing it, the effect comes into a person. So these things are sent around in the world also. And today with all various things, with Skype, etc., person talking with one another from overseas, people are gone for Hajj. And in Hajj, they are talking to other people. They are in Makkah Sharif. And also, guna is guna. But when it's done in those Mubarak places, the guna is more. When when it is done in Mubarak times, it is even more. So today we are gone for Hajj. Everyone, MashaAllah, Hajj Sahab, and you got your Ihram, but you are involved in Haram also at the same time. So let us not make this a Qurbani also. Qurbani is to sacrifice that desire of ours. Our nafs, which likes all these things. We make a video and we send it to somebody and we're sharing it with this person and on our groups and all that, but we are getting involved. So Qurbani is a great ibadah, which is Qurbani, sacrifice. That is what is Qurbani. Not only that you get an animal, you slaughter it, and you're making it entertainment and make it a social function and all that, a cry after that, no thought of the poor, nothing is given to the poor, perhaps just some bones, the legs and the head, that we say the poor also have to eat, we give it to them, and the best meat, we are storing it up, we are having our prize and we are having our enjoyment. What qurbani did we make? No real qurbani. Let the spirit of qurbani come. And when those people, any individual will make qurbani, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make that person rise in this world. Any nation, community that makes qurbani, Allah will make them rise. Their name will shine in this world. They will go down in the books of history that these are those people who made this great sacrifices. Today we are enjoying the fruits of it. And if we fall into comfort and necessities, we feel more worried of fulfilling our necessities, our comforts, our luxury, then we go into haram, then this is destruction. For their names don't exist. The Sahaba made so much qurbani, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, that today the Quran says, radiyallahu anhum, Allah is pleased with those people. The name of, even if the name of Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, if it is in the world, it isn't by their people. It is also the great honor which Islamic history and Quran, Tabbat Yada Abi Lahab, Quran Sharif has kept his name alive. But also not in a positive way, in a negative way, may he be destroyed. What is he? May his hands break. In other words, total destruction for him. Otherwise, nobody should know the name even of Abu Lahab, of Abu Jahl, of anyone. But those who made sacrifices and who made qurbani, their names are living. So we as students also, there may be many students here on whom qurbani is wajib. That is, during the days of qurbani, we have got so much money with us that we can make qurbani. Hey, then ask the masala properly from the muftis. If his qurbani is wajib on us, make that qurbani, spend that money. It must not happen that our parents give us spending money. It's just going all for the contracts on the phone and for airtime and for our takeaways and our pizzas and all our other things. Use it for the sake of deen. Make qurbani in that way. Then Allah Ta'ala will make us come alive. Imtihan is starting now. And imtihan also wants qurbani. Now sacrifice your sleep also. Sacrifice your brain also, instead of in all other filthy, dirty things, put it properly into your kitabs now. With qurbani, a student who makes qurbani, he sees success. Not only here in the madrasa and he passes, but his whole life. And a person is just loitering around. He speaks to the ustad in any way, he learns, doesn't learn, and he goes around gallivanting, bunking classes, etc. No qurbani, what happens to that student? We all know. Namazes, how many of our students, we are not regular with our namazes? For example, on a Thursday, for Isha, when the namaz starts, few people only. On a Saturday, or on a Sunday, for Zohar, Asar, we don't make the qurbani, we are right here in the body. Qurbani is the thing that has to come into us. So with this qurbani coming, may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless us all with that spirit of sacrifice. And Allah ta'ala also, remember, Allah ta'ala doesn't really take qurbani. Allah wants qurbani, Allah does not take qurbani. Allah told Ibrahim alayhi salam, from which we all hear and we read about it, this qurbani, مَا هَذِهِ الْأَضَاحِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ قَالَ هِيَ سُنَّةُ أَبِيكُمْ Ibrahim alayhi salam. There is the sunnah of the qurbani of your forefather. You are reliving the qurbani of the sacrifice of your forefather. When Ibrahim alayhi salam was commanded to slaughter his own son, just think about it a little bit, that I'm the father, or I'm the son, and my father himself is taking a sharp knife and putting it on my throat and is slaughtering me. What a sacrifice. No sacrifice like that in the world. Allah made it, and with sincerity. He didn't have it videoed and send it to the people. Didn't have a statue made in Mina. But he made this qurbani. Allah made it alive in Mina by the millions of animals are slaughtered. And in the world, billions of animals are slaughtered. All bringing the sunnah, the qurbani of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam alive. The qurbani of a young boy, Ismail alayhi salam. What a qurbani. He says, he tells his father, make your knife sharp. Turn me the other way that our eyes don't meet. You love me. I love you. In that love, perhaps you won't sacrifice me. And do it fast. The shaitan goes to his mother. Mother, Hajira alayhi salam. She also says, if Allah has commanded, my son can be slaughtered. I'm happy. What is our mother sacrificing? We all also have got mothers. Many of us come from where and where, where and where, where and where. Our mothers got feelings for us. We got feeling for our parents. But for deen, the sacrifice, what won't Allah Ta'ala give? So sacrifice is the key word from this qurbani that we are coming. The whole Islamic calendar, that everything we are taught, they are great lessons. It's not just a ritual. Just sending away money to some country, you people make qurbani for so many animals, and we don't know nothing about the qurbani. Or just at home we slaughter, we go to a farm, we tell somebody to slaughter for us. Yeah, the madrasa is also just to facilitate. But otherwise, qurbani, every individual make his own, and with that spirit of qurbani, may Allah bless us all and give us the reality and accept from us.